It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yeah. It's tea time. We start off with Chance the Rapper, who killed it over on SNL. Interesting, he got very political. He talked also a lot about the strike in Chicago. But what I really loved was the musical performance. He was joined on stage by Megan Thee Stallion, and they performed Handsome.
Baby, you look good. You look pretty. I know why you stuck with me. It's a lot of bum in the city. The one and only Megan Thee Stallion, baby.
Well, no, not a coastal girl from my player ways and my skimpy clothes. Used to hottie with a model body. I'ma bust it open like a cinephone. Bad chick with a lot of options. Half the me is really hard to top it. She don't like the riding, she don't lick the, she ain't really wifey. All that talking, you know that excite me. And I know that mean you love me when you tell me you don't like it. And I know you need some when you argue when we fighting. Don't you put them in our business if we beef and keep it private.
Yeah, so it was the hotness. That was good. Nicely done, you guys. Also nicely done, Indianapolis Colts victorious over the Denver Broncos, 15-13 yesterday. Woo! It was interesting to watch. I did not think the Colts were going to pull it off.
It was a nail biter. Oh, my God.
So here we have Joe Flacco talking a little bit why he's upset with his team's play, calling after the loss to the Colts.
And it just feels like we're kind of afraid to lose a game. It's 3rd and 5 at the end of the game. Who cares if they have a timeout there at the end or not? You know, getting in field goal range isn't that tough. So you're just putting your defense in these bad situations. And I just felt like, what do we have to lose? Like, why can't we be aggressive in some of these situations?
Not good to speak that publicly, even if it's true.
Well, he's just airing it out. So that was exciting at the end there, for sure. Uh-oh. Okay, so Ben Affleck, he is only human. He slipped up, you guys. He has been sober on the sobriety train, but he went to a Halloween party over the weekend, Saturday night in L.A., and he had a little too much fun. He was appearing stumbling, and he basically fell off the wagon. Here is a paparazzi trying to say, hey, Ben, what's going on with your slip?
Hey, man, how's it going, man? How was the party last night, bro? Everybody's worried about you, but I see you fine, man.
Happens to slip, but I'm not going to let it derail me.
That's right, man.
Are you going to check yourself back into rehab, Ben?
Thank you very much, guys.
He was very polite to the paparazzi. He said it was just a sobriety setback, and he jumps right back on board. So.
I was like, that wasn't me. That was my character I was in.
Yeah,
he was drunk.
It was for a movie.
Yep. Research. Thank you.
Oh, man. Another wild weekend for Jane Fonda, who, get this, accepted an award while being arrested. Okay, check this out.
Thank you, BAFTA. BAFTA, thank you. Thank you for the Stanley Kubrick Britannia Award for Excellence in Films. Thank you.
She's been handcuffed.
I'm sorry I'm not there. I'm very honored.
So she's been getting herself purposely arrested every Friday in D.C. while protesting called action for climate crisis, for climate change. And she knew she was scheduled to accept this British Academy of Film Award. And so she's like, she did it while being handcuffed.
That's one way to get out of something you don't want to go to. I'm like, oh, I would love to go to your wedding this weekend, but I'm going to get arrested for, I'm going to protest something.
And she's always been a protester, very out there. So that was an exciting weekend for her as well.
All right, that is McKenzie with the tea here on Joe and McKenzie. Coming up, we got some advice on heartbreak and an emotional thankful. I'm getting emotional.
Oh, you are? Yeah, I see a little tear.
An emotional thank you from a young boy to his football coach. You really got to hear this. It's all coming up with Monday Motivation here with Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.